This is CICK News. Longtime builder and former building inspector Terry Fulljames is entering the race for mayor of Terrace, citing a need for a major shift in the city's direction. Terry believes that Terrace is currently going backwards, pointing to a housing crisis and safety concerns downtown as evidence that the status quo is failing. His campaign centers on cutting municipal red tape to lower housing costs and establishing a year-round cultural center to revitalize the city's core. With Terrace facing major decisions on industrial developments and infrastructure funding, Terry argues his background in the trades is exactly what the council needs to see real progress.
I'm a carpenter, builder, 30 years in Smithers, building regionally. My family comes from a line of carpenters. I've been always in the Northwest. I've ventured out a lot, but for me, I've been into lots of different things. For example, I was the Entrepreneur Association chairman of Kelowna. And then I've been a building inspector for 22 years in the region, and then also a builder for 15 years.
Why should someone vote for you in Terrace for mayor?
I think that we're all a little bit frustrated with the status quo. Well, it says right on the front of my booklet that I hand out, it says, not voting for change is voting for no change. And what that really means is that we don't really, that we're not getting the progress in the areas that we need it most. And for me, that's affordable housing for families, but also is dealing with the homeless thing, right?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but what I could get from your website, that your campaign thus far seems to be focused on three priorities. You've just mentioned one. Second is a new farmers market location. So I'd love you to expand on that. And then the third is cultural infrastructure, which is maybe supporting a community or artistic growth for advocating for a new cultural center sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So can we start on the cultural center? Tell me about this. Sure. What's the gap that you're trying to fill?
Yeah, so I don't know if any of your listeners have been out to Granville Island, but I mean, to me, you know, there's a certain heart of the community feel about that. Right now, we just fold everything all up. And I think there's so much more to be had to, you know, create the heart of the city. The cultural center may include a stage, you know, and seating areas and a gathering space and a few coffee shops. And, you know, I could see this as a place where artists would work, much in the way that Granville Island does.
What's the property that you're saying that's vacant in Terrace?
Yeah, so right now, right adjacent to George Little Park, we have a large space that's not developed, and there's even some residential homes that are pretty much attainable. You know, we could create a much larger space, but I've got some ideas that I'm hoping that we'll get some support. But as you know, I can't really get support unless I've got council behind me, so I'm here to kind of turn out some fresh ideas.
Okay. And yeah, large capital projects, they typically require pretty heavy capital. And so have you thought about how Terrace can afford something like this?
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, it's kind of open to, you know, whatever works. And definitely increasing property taxes is definitely not on my agenda. Really, I think that whether we're community fundraising, whether or not we're getting sponsorship, like for instance, my father was a big advocate to getting the pool done in Smithers. You'll see his name on one of the big plaques in the lobby. But also, you know, I think that there's other avenues. Like I always talk about seed money, and seed money can come from different levels of government. And to get a little bit of a panel together, so we're chasing potential different levels of government money, different programs that are available that could help support this project.
I'd like to switch gears to talk about your campaign priority of affordable housing / vacancy reduction. And so I'm wondering if this is something that you can just explain what you're seeing. Again, what gap you want to fill?
Yeah, so this is close to my heart. This is pretty strong in each of our communities. Like, you know, if you go back 20 years, we really didn't have much vagrancy. You know, the homelessness wasn't really a big problem, but we're bringing this problem north, and that's kind of problematic long term, because we don't have the infrastructure really to to keep on doing this. And I'm worried about future generations. Like, what are we doing to ourselves in this respect? We've got taxes at each level. We've got the cost of building, and then they've got all the municipal and provincial codes. Like, for instance, the bylaws. Like, I was trying to build a sixplex here, for example, and the bylaws. Just my own personal experience. I come head to head with all this legislation that never used to be there when I was building back in the 90s. It should be simpler to build houses. It should be affordable, right? So what I see happening is that we've got different levels of government trying to put this into perspective, but it's not, in the correct perspective. So what I really want to do is get the builders at the table. Because I speak their language. I was a builder, and I want more affordable housing in my community. But I need to take that to the housing minister and the provincial level. We need to have conversations that to make this happen, right?
So I guess just for clarity for myself as well to understand that this is more about being at the table to change bylaws with perspectives from builders for affordable housing, not so much in relocating people who are currently homeless. Like, is that something that is a part of this schema as well for you?
I think the problem is what it is right now. Relocating people is definitely not the answer. I've got some personal views, and I know that there's lots of programs out there that are in place to, they keep throwing money at it, but I don't know if that's the solution either. If I can reduce bylaws to make housing more affordable, if I can get to the provincial level and get a voice at the table there and start easing up on some of these building code changes that are just driving up costs, and so that we can make our housing more affordable, I think that that's a key piece. So now we're not putting all this pressure on all the rental properties, driving people into homelessness. Like, I mean, that's just crazy what we're doing to ourselves. And I do feel what's going on, the pressures of the homelessness. And yesterday I went over to the newspaper just to drop off a booklet, and I jump out of the truck and I'm jumping onto, in the parking lot, needles. So there's syringes, like probably 20, 30 syringes in that particular spot. And somebody, went to the bathroom right there in the parking lot. And the businesses that are putting up with all that is, like right nearby. I strongly feel for them, and I think that we need solutions to make this more sustainable. Like, I mean, Paris is going through a big upgrade right on LaSalle Avenue, the main street. Oh, let's put in some picnic tables and some seating places and get it all looking beautiful so we can all kind of stroll down the main drag. So what we're doing is making space for them. Like, I mean, what's going on here? Like, I mean, we definitely need to figure out what works.
Terry, have you used AI in any of your campaign materials? And if so, how?
Yeah, well, to help me do this booklet, I've got a three-panel booklet where the graphics were all done with AI. And the one more thing that when you're talking about technology, I would like to speak a little bit about the proposed data center. So, I'm a big advocate for correct information. Okay, I don't feel that you can make decisive, good decisions without the right information on the table. And rightly so, there's a lot of concerns around it. And from a personal standpoint, I'm allowed to have my personal views, but my personal views are underlying, compared to the actual data or the information available regarding the study that, say, we talk about the benefits and the drawbacks and the impact on the environment and the long-term prognosis for the whole project. And I think that that's, we need to look at that through a clear lens. But my personal view is it doesn't seem to fit in the big picture for a vibrant community. It's not a great employer. It might be taxing some of the environmental. We don't really know that all very well yet, but I think that, it doesn't look like that's the kind of industry that we want to have in the area. But let's put it to the people. I would love to have more referendums. I'd like to have people telling me exactly what matters and why it matters. Not just the naysayers, but I mean people that really care about the community. They should have a voice too.
Terry, you've given me so much time. I so appreciate it. My last question, that I'm asking everyone is, do you attend council meetings? And If not, why not?
Yeah, I've got reservations about the process. I think that for me, I want the important things on the table. And I don't think that, like when you're endlessly debating, bylaw stuff and you're trying to have all these things come around and around again for say, oh, we don't have enough information to make a decision on that, and we'll table this for later. And there's a I see a pretty big waste of time, that I could see, some type of small panel trying to help people streamline some of the problems so they don't make it to council, so council's not spinning its wheel so much. Let's get the big changes on the table. Let's figure out what it is we need to be doing to make a great future for future generations. And when I look at the day-to-day there, I just say, oh my goodness, I have problems kind of like just sitting through it.
Yeah, so I guess that would be more directives for staff then, because I mean, the mayor is really informed by council and staff have just such a symbiotic relationship between directives from council and staff direction as well too. So I mean,
Totally.
is that something that like you feel that if you, let's say you became mayor, that that's something, this would be a big learning process for you, that you would come in and you'd want to see these changes right away? Because I mean, that's the thing about municipal politics. There's a reason why a lot of people don't watch council meetings, and it's because they think that they're boring because they are so process heavy.
Yeah.
But that's not really something that a mayor could change too much of, I guess. So I guess what I'm asking is, do you think you can work within that system?
Most definitely. The way I see it is that if I become mayor, things are going to be really good or they're going to be terrible. Then the reason why I say that, because we need good council support. We need innovative thinkers, and we need to get changes on the table that the people want. And addressing the vagrancy, addressing how that works, and again, getting to different levels of government and getting more money into the community, and having a clear viable picture. Those are the things that matter to me, and what I'm trying to do, or will be trying to do, is get rid of a lot of the day-to-day and get support from the counselor so that we have a common focus, and that we're pushing for goals that will definitely benefit everyone long term. I've got grandchildren in the area. I'm thinking generational change. That's what matters to me.
Okay, Terry, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Anytime. I appreciate it, Pamela.
That was Terry Fulljames, who is running against incumbent Mayor Sean Buitage for the City of Terrace. If you want to learn more about Terry, visit showyoucareforterrace.com. And reminder that the municipal elections are happening across the province on October 17th. CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.